Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a live Sunday transmission, September 19th, 2021. I'm Alex Jones coming to you from Washington, D.C., and the internet just went out in our hotel about 30 minutes ago. It did not come back in. Our hotspot is not working, so major cell outage here, but we'll be back soon. Owen Schroyer is in the ATX, and we'll be riding shotgun with us for the next 4 hours. Look, I've told everybody that I get on air. I've been on air 27, 28 years, and I used to say maybe once a year, this is the biggest, most important show we've ever done. And then about 10 years ago, I'd say it every couple months, and then now the last couple years, I've been saying it every week because things just get more intense, more insane. That's called a quickening. And so I have a ton of news and a ton of notes here on so many fronts, but it all shows the globalist agenda 2030 destabilization and takedown of the United States because we have nuclear weapons. They can't take us down that way. They have to take us down by infiltrating us and by demoralizing us and by turning us against each other on a mass scale. So I want to bring Owen Schroyer in here because what I tend to do is, and the show is successful, but at exposing the globals, but sometimes we need to just pull back when things are so frantic, take a deep breath. I'm speaking to myself right now. I'm not lecturing you. Take a deep breath and just look at the big picture and understand God is in control. And there's actually a great awakening happened. We let evil grow so much and get away with so much that God removed the part of the protection. And so now we're seeing evil make its move as it always does, and it's going to generate a great awakening. But let me just tell you what's coming up today. And I'm going to shoot a report on this either tonight or in the morning. And so I'm just going to build this up as it needs to be built up. We had conversations with individuals, let's just say, on Biden's detail on September 10th, September 11th, inside the Secret Service. And I'm going to leave it at that. And they confirmed to us that they're really concerned about the country and that the people controlling Biden are basically communist Chinese agents. And this is directly from the Secret Service inside the White House and the details separately. And that Biden, when he said, "I just got my butt wiped," it's true. He's defecating all over himself because he has dementia. And they follow him around with a whole Pelican case that's about 2 feet long and about a foot wide, full of drugs he's on that he's injected with, and that Biden doesn't know who he is at 3 a.m. at night and roams around the White House yelling at people and not knowing who he is and defecating on himself, and that when he was in New Jersey to survey some of the damage there on the 10th, that he had to change clothes repeatedly because he kept defecating on himself. You can see those days he did this. And this is a very sad thing. They put this puppet in so they can commit all these crimes, destroy the border, bankrupt the dollar, launch all these wars, engage in all these crimes, and then basically it'll be seen as America doing it. That's the globalist model. So I have all that news directly from the Secret Service that they're just, the country's in total peril. Biden is completely off his mind, out of his mind on drugs. Just like JFK is being injected with pharmaceutical-grade methamphetamine, he could die at any moment. We have that news. Then we have this news. We've confirmed the video from our sources in law enforcement in Texas. You've got McAllen that is hours away from Del Rio on the Texas-Mexico border. I'll tell you about that as well. There is a caravan, a second caravan of thousands of Haitians marching right now from the major town in Mexico that they were there just a few hours ago, Reynosa. They have now arrived there, and there's no law enforcement or anybody waiting in McAllen when they slam in the next few hours. And we have even bigger news on the vaccine front with the FDA coming out saying don't give people the shots, basically yellow carding it, the media trying to spin it that it was just about boosters. All hell is breaking loose. The quickening is here. We'll cover it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is September 19th on this live Sunday broadcast. I come to you from Washington, D.C. We have massive breaking news, as usual, but this is some of the most intense ever. Let me just tell you up front the information we have. Number one, two FDA highest level advisory boards just came out, and I also have Tim Menlo here with another update on the border, just came out. One on Friday, one on Saturday. One was 26-1 vote. The other was 16-2 vote. So close to unanimous, Shane. Quote, these vaccines aren't vaccines. They're drugs and they're failing. This is going to discredit. You're in danger of discrediting vaccines for generations. And the quotes go on. You should not give any of these vaccines to children and you should stop the boosters. The media is spinning this as if, oh, they're just arguing about boosters. And now the head of the NIH, Collins, has come out and said, we're overriding the FDA. When, again, the FDA is a cabinet-level position. You can say what you want about the agency. They've been out of control, shutting down America, letting China grow, using environmentalism for control, right along with the EPA. But the FDA has come out and said, listen, you're going to destroy all these agencies with what you've done. They're now understanding that the globalists have set up our nation state for the government to be blamed. They figured it out. This is all part of the – Klaus Schwab admits in his book, we're going to do all this through the nation states and then destroy them when they carry out our aims. He's literally a James Bond villain. You understand? We have their damn blueprint, folks. And so we've got that coming up. I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour, go over the articles, go over the clips. Fauci was on TV yesterday saying we need the booster shots. It's the science. Today he goes, no, I trust the science. We should have a debate about the boosters. Maybe the FDA's right, as if he's God. So, we have that huge news we're going to cover at the bottom of the hour. Then we have massive, massive news that I'm going to cover in the last segment today. I actually was able to write notes when these individuals gave us information to me, two different individuals, and I'm just going to leave it at that, but involved in the White House and involved in his protective detail when he was in New Jersey surveying the flood damage from the hurricane and then on the 9/11 ceremonies, much of which we saw him running around not knowing who he was, acting weird. Just incredible information about him defecating on himself constantly and not knowing who he is in the White House at night. They're really scared. He is completely out of his mind. That's why they cut his mic off. He's definitely setting America up for a fall. Then they'll blame him and blame America when it's literal triple agents, global Chi-Com, New World Order agents. Some of them are Islamic agents. I mean, it's a consortium, like a legion of doom of all these America haters. They're in control of Biden right now. We're literally seeing the end of America. I've got these notes right here that I'm going to go over. I mean, I know what hotels he was in. I know when he crapped his pants. I know when they removed him. They have a doctor with a giant pelican case of drugs. He's running around the White House at 3 a.m. not knowing who he is. So this is all the information going. Remember, it was a Secret Service. They told us back in 2016, 2 months before the election, They said, you just got to follow him in the ambulance that follows Hillary. And they said, Hillary is falling down, having convulsions every 45 minutes on average. She's got a brain tumor. She's got to have surgery, but they want to wait till after the campaign. And she's having convulsions because they got to take her off the drugs so she's not all drugged up, the anti-seizure medication. But then when they do that so she can be on stage, she tends to have seizures. So they were having to, like, follow her with multiple ambulances. Remember, we caught her, Millie Weaver caught her inside the tent in Ohio, in Cleveland, collapsed for an hour and a half. We didn't catch the actual collapse. Okay, well, then a man, I guess from Europe, caught her at the 9/11 function a week later, falling down like a sack of, you know, of potatoes or a side of beef. So we have those sources. We're on record telling you she was collapsing, and then, of course, it happened with a convulsion you can see on video. So Biden, and I'm not, this is very sad for our country, folks. They really positioned us for a massive fall. So we've got all that news for you. Okay, and then we've got huge news we're going to cover next segment. I'm going to start getting into the situation, a holder situation first. But I want to talk about what's happening on the Texas border. And we can play those videos. We can put all that on screen for you, and we'll do it next segment. But Tim Enloe, who's here with me in D.C., he also is reporting for us. He went down there with some of the rest of our crew and some other former law enforcement military people. When it peaked out at about 12,000 people by the time they left on Friday from the border and got back to Austin, we got an airplane Saturday morning, flew up here for the event on the 18th, exposing the due process is being violated. And now he has all the sources down there. We've been down there 8 or 9 times on the border. And so McAllen is hours and hours away from Del Rio. It has a giant caravan of Haitians in the thousands about to slam into it. And all the resources have been sent to Del Rio, where it's now not 15,000 like they're saying. Okay, it's more like 20,000. And like I told you, the UN always runs these caravans at 50 to 100,000. They're testing the level, getting us trained. First it's 1,000, then it's 10,000, then it's 50,000, then it's 100,000. And they usually break those up in 5 or 6 attacks to totally overwhelm everything. And they're loaded on buses, taken by the Democrats, to be put on welfare and farmed for their money. So we have the Secret Service news. We have the giant FDA news. We have the collapse of the border news and more. But this really is an emergency broadcast. This is the globalists in control of the federal government with Millie, who literally is on tape saying China will defeat America. China will take over America. And that's a good thing. We will recede. They will take over with their values. He is a sycophant globalist, and a lot of them are Chinaphiles, meaning they follow that. You know, if you were a Russophile, you love the Russians. If you're an Anglophile, you love the English. It's pedophiles love rape children. Well, these people are Chinaphiles. Bill Gates, Fauci, just came out. Fauci was running over 50 secret projects with the Chinese government for weaponized viruses. We already knew this, folks. Now it's mainstream news. We are literally being attacked. You know, this is bold. That's what attackers do. They're megalomaniacs. They think they're going to win. This country's under 21st century warfare. They could normalize the fact that we're being attacked and gaslight us into mass Stockholm syndrome. If we go into the normalcy bias, they have now demoralized us and conquered us. The good news is, all over the world, when the authoritarian police try to block people being able to go from one state to another, which is, you know, there's no borders in Australia, they're beating men, women, and children. They're now overrunning the police everywhere. If the police dare shoot them, you know it's about to happen. Total overthrow of that criminal regime. Same thing started to happen here, hundreds of thousands marching in New York, hundreds of thousands, millions marching in Europe. The human spirit is being rediscovered, so this is one hell of a time to be alive. Owen Schroyer, I'll be here with you during the first hour. I know you've got a ton coming up the next 3 hours after that, brother, but is this not crazy?
I've got a story right here, Alex, that I think sums it up, and I remember discussing this with you, maybe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, but the headline from Wayne Allen Root is, "The radical communist takeover of our country is here, and if they succeed, America is finished unless we move quickly." And remember, Alex, we were having a discussion about a sense of urgency. What separates InfoWars and, quite frankly, this audience? It's all of us combined, the crew, us on air, the audience. What separates us from the rest of the media and just people that follow politics is that we have a sense of urgency. We've had a sense of urgency about all this stuff for years now, Alex. And now it's coming to a head. Our border has been surrendered. Our foreign policy is being used against us. our politicians. I mean, for God's sakes, we have Feinstein, Swalwell, Biden, all caught in bed with the Chinese communists. Milley, no punishments, no investigations. But then what happens? Oh, yet another event that the media wants to be a false flag in D.C. this week. Turns out that you have feds at the event with guns, masked. They're the only ones that get arrested that day. And they flash their badges and say, oh, we're feds.
You know, and that's the other area I didn't get into. We have the collapsing border, more caravans coming exclusively. We're going to play that video next and break it with Tim Inlow and you. Then we've got the incredible news of them admitting, and the FDA scientists almost unanimously saying the whole vaccines have failed, they're all bad, stop them. The media trying to hide what they really said. We've got all those video clips, and we've, it's just incredible. And then you've got Biden. Let me understand, we've talked directly to the people involved that were there with him when he was had feces running down his legs, crapping all over himself, and them having to give him all these drugs to be able to even operate. I mean, this is emblematic of how they positioned us for a fall. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer. This is the Alex Jones Show Sunday edition. Sunday Live comes up 6 p.m. Central.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Genetic revolution, build a program as however they want and or kill us. Now, I've got, going to see Alex Jones show on Sunday. Owen Schroyer's in the ATX in the studio. I'm over the phone because the total internet's gone out in our hotel here in D.C. The TVs are out. People can't even watch the football games that are happening. So that's crazy. So is our hotspot, but that's okay. That's why I'm over the phone. Here we are. We got backups getting set up soon, and I'll be also co-hosting the show tomorrow, the weekday show. But listen, here's the big news up front. It's more like 20,000 that are already there in McAllen. They're officially saying almost 16,000, or not in McAllen, in Del Rio with the Haitians. And all of the incredible footage where it looks like Gilligan's Island now, where they've cut all the bamboo and trees down and built huts. But a lot of them are just going around the police and military and just going wherever they want, being loaded up on Democrat vans, be taken wherever they want. A month ago, the very charities in that area said, we can't take anymore. It's thousands a day. So now thousands of more are marching down the border at a long distance away. Tim Enloe will give you all the information in a moment, towards McAllen, and they are very, very close to the Texas border right now. We're going to play you footage that's about 2 hours old. It's in Spanish, but there are subtitles for everybody. And so, Owen, as best you can, the key parts, because you can see the subtitles. I'm over the phone. Read to folks any key parts while I play this video. Here it is.
Yeah.
Thousands of Haitians marched past a Mexican checkpoint on their way to the city of Reynosa across McAllen, Texas. This was just this morning, a few hours ago.
Pretenden cruzar hacia los Estados Unidos en busca de un mejor futuro, ya que en su país en estos momentos vive una crisis humanitaria, gubernamental, social, política.
And you can now see the massive crowd. It's like exiting a playoff football game after the game. Just a mass of humanity, just a massive crowd of people as they reach the checkpoint and just overwhelm it. Again, the audio here you can hear is in Spanish as the massive migration invasion crosses the checkpoint and just overwhelms law enforcement there.
And Owen, it's key to understand that the very same NGO that Soros ran in Europe, the very same man that broke Europe's borders in the last 8 years, has been brought to Texas to run all this, and it's NGOs in control of the Border Patrol and even the military now, and they call all the shots. So this was, again, this video came out hours ago. It's from this morning. We called sources in McAllen, and they say that this is indeed happening, and the Haitians are now showing up near the border. So this is all confirmed. So let's explain to the listeners and viewers. I should have said this up front. We've confirmed from the Mexico side and from our sources in McAllen, Texas, this is hours away from Del Rio and that area where there's 15,000 to 20,000 Haitians and more coming. This is a whole new caravan slamming into an area many, many miles away. To give you details is Tim Enloe, our reporter, who was just down there 2 days ago getting all that exclusive footage. Here he is now on Sunday giving you the latest.
Yes, so it appears that the second caravan has now received intelligence as they were moving. They were originally headed to Del Rio, Texas, and that's what the concerning part is in this story, is this caravan was headed in the direction of Del Rio, Texas, to join the migrant camp there. But somehow they received intelligence that there's been a crackdown in Del Rio and that they're under threat of deportation if they go into that camp. So midway, they changed directions and now head toward McAllen, Texas. Now, the concerning part of this is McAllen, Texas is 5.5 hours away by vehicle from Del Rio, Texas. And we have hundreds, all our state's resources, hundreds of state troopers, National Guard troops, everything the governor could muster up has been sent to Del Rio to deal with the 14,000 to 16,000 Haitians there. And now the second caravan is being directed to another location 5.5 hours away where there's minimal resources. So this makes it very likely that McAllen will be completely overwhelmed within a couple of hours, and they will be completely overrun because they just don't have the resources there.
Hey, Tim, let me ask you a question. From all the intelligence you're gathering, and I'm not hearing this question asked anywhere, and it should be one of the first questions I would assume is, how are these Haitians getting here? It's not landlocked to Central America. We know about Hondurans, El Salvadorans,
right,
and all these others. How are the Haitians getting here by the tens of thousands when they're out there on an island not landlocked to Central America? How are they getting here?
Well, so there's several ways that they're getting here, but one of the ways that we know of is they would trickle out in boats, and then they would kind of consolidate. Either in Central America, some of them have actually been living in Central America for a number of years, waiting for the opportunity to come into the U.S. And that's what the viewers have to understand here. When Alex says this is a U.N. Soros-funded operation, that's exactly right. They send them, they direct them to these countries in Central America and the very southern part of Mexico, and they hold them there until they have enough of them that the caravans grow so large that it will be impossible for the Mexican authorities to stop them as they swarm to the U.S. border. So, and that's the exact same tactics that the Muslims used in Europe. And that's what they're doing now in Mexico. So this is absolutely orchestrated. And so they land there in boats in Central America, southern part of Mexico. They then gather them there in camps, and they just wait. They wait until their numbers are big enough to launch their invasion. And now those numbers are big enough. And as you can see, this is all strategic because the caravans are sent in staggered formation, just like the military would do, right? They don't put all the troops in an attack in one formation, right? And so that's exactly what they're doing. They're staggering these caravans so that when the first caravan encounters resistance, it gets the second caravan time to divert and go to a more vulnerable part on the border. Here's Alex.
And Owen, this is all, as you know, UN tactics, the UN admits it, replacement migration. This is America under attack. We need Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and others to talk about how it's a UN invasion, like Nigel Farage does, like they do in Europe. This is a fact. This is talked about in the parliaments of Europe. If Americans don't understand this is coordinated, and you know, Ted Cruz is out there going, Joe Biden's an incompetent idiot moron. Well, that's why they put him in. But the people behind him, Soros gives them $1,000 and $2,000 and $3,000 debit cards. He's easy in Reuters admitting it. The UN and State Department, until Trump stopped it, funds it. Now Biden started it back again right when he got in office. This is an organized invasion. And listen, I'm not happy that we're the folks giving this exclusively. Before we went on air, we checked this. No one knows this. We have contacts. Tim Enlow called, checked. This is confirmed. This is going on. And we're the ones reporting it. InfoWars, this little organization, that's how much trouble our government's in. Because they watch Fox News, who acts like they're there to protect you and tell you what's really going on. But they don't tell you this is all orchestrated, Owen.
Well, that's the thing that people need to understand. And that's why we have a sense of urgency. This isn't some happenstance. This isn't a coincidence. This isn't something organic. This is designed. This has been planned for years. This is an operation against the United States of America. And ultimately, it will be an economic disaster. It will cause even more poverty and chaos and criminal activity in inner cities. Yes.
It's Cloward and Piven. And I'd love to keep talking about this, and we will tomorrow on the show you're hosting with me. But we've got to move on to the big victories we've had and the really negative stuff, how they tried to set us up, how the cops really basically attacked us yesterday, and so much more at the event on September 18th. Very, very shameful. We're going to cover it all straight ahead. Huge broadcast, folks.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, and nourishing your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we knew coming a long time ago the globalists take over the United States, and I knew that if we warned people and exposed what their battle plan was, that most people wouldn't listen to me back then, other than really serious-minded, focused Christians mainly. I understand it was also biblical, but I knew that once the tyranny hit and once people remembered what we'd said, that they would then start standing up against the New World Order, and that is happening, and all glory goes to God. And then temporarily, I thank all the listeners and viewers that have made this possible. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with us. I want you to understand that
your support of us and your word of mouth that this operation is key to all of our future survival. We're in this together, and I am so proud of the audience of supporters who are activists, who are in the game, that are spreading the word, that are praying for us and buying the products. You make all this happen. We're trying to hire more reporters. We have. We're sponsoring others. They're doing a great job. I'm also hiring a lot of former special operations people so that they can actually go down the border and go into Mexico and other things, which you've already done. We're going to put out a lot of stuff very, very soon. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a real takeover. And the next thing is turning the power grid off and saying hackers did it. The next big move in the cards is attacking a vaccine manufacturing facility and shooting up a bunch of people and saying that we're behind it. The New World Order is making its move. But here is the good news. We should all just sit back and look at this. I've seen so many hundreds of videos a day. We can't play them all here. Of all over the world, people saying no to these injections and people standing up. And in Australia, where they are bringing in total martial law, where they are literally trying to forcibly inject children without parental consent, and they've been doing it. They admit it and say, oh, no big deal. Where they're saying permanent lockdown, apps on your phone that tell you when you can leave your house and where you can go forever for the carbon tax, for the UN program. We're going to play some video now of what's happening in southern Australia, where they try to keep people from marching down the street, going to the beach, or going and seeing their relatives in the next state. And again, it's like trying to go into Texas and Oklahoma and a line of police trying to stop you on every major road. And these police are beating men, women, and children. There's footage of them literally knocking old women's teeth out, running over women with horses. I mean, this is criminal Eastern Germany-type Stasi, you know, total, absolute North Korean-level tyranny. So let's go ahead and roll that video. It's clip five, guys, of the people. The police start attacking with pepper spray, so they just overrun the police in Australia. And when the police start shooting people, which is going to be the next thing, well, next, you know what's going to happen. So they started the fight, and I don't want it to go there because the police are just useless idiots in this case. This is what happens when you get leftist police. Here's the video. And the video goes on and on and on and on. There's all these other videos of it happening all over the world. And why are they mad? Well, let's go ahead and show them not the Dark Knight clip. We'll show that clip in a moment. Let's not show them clip six yet, or clip five. We're going to play clip five in a moment. First, let's play clip seven. Why are the Aussies so mad, who are such nice people? Well, there's countless footage of them brutally running over people with cars, beating men, women, and children, grabbing a dad to forcibly inject him, or forcibly PCR test him while they drag his 9-year-old daughter away, kicking, screaming, and crying. This is authoritarianism. They're building permanent camps. They're building roundup operations. They're building them in Europe, Canada, the U.S. It's all the same system. It's called shelter and shielding in place, where when you're, quote, healthy, they're going to take your children so they don't get COVID. You go, well, that's preposterous. It's been announced. It's official CDC plan, just like they announced that they control the rents in America, which, of course, they don't. People had to say no to them. You have to say no to the criminals, but we haven't been saying no, so the criminals are pushing it. So let's show footage now of who they're calling the Dark Knight, and this is in that melee when they charge through that crowd of police. It's happening all over Australia, all over Europe, all over Canada right now, and the police and military are finally starting to join the people because they know what a fraud this is and what a scam it is. Let's play the clip they're calling the Dark Knight. Here is the clip of the Dark Knight. In the space of 4 seconds, takes out and knocks down 4 police. Here is the footage, ladies and gentlemen. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we are not looking for a fight with the police. They're brainwashed. They're compartmentalized when they act like this. Most police in the U.S. are some of the most awake people and know what's going on and are saying no. But this is what's exciting. And now, let's expand on it. What's even more powerful? 2 months ago, the main private advisory agency that has a law passed that the government's supposed to listen to them, of a board of top scientists and virologists, said, we yellow card these so-called vaccines. They're not yellow. They are not vaccines. They are GMO, gene editing, gene therapies, and they're very dangerous. And this is not authorized. They called for it to be pulled. Almost no news coverage. Then the two top scientists at the FDA 2.5 weeks ago come out, and you heard. heard in the news they quit over booster shots. No, they said it's political. Fauci and the White House are running all this. Biden shouldn't be calling the shots. You shouldn't have boosters. You shouldn't give any of these shots to children. It shouldn't be controlled. And these vaccines are not studied, and they've not been given real authorization. Then they wrote a letter a week and a half ago that got no coverage that I didn't even know about till Friday when I got sent it by a very well-known talk show host. Have you seen this? I was like, no. It turns out those two top scientists, the number one, number two virologists at the CDC over the vaccine program for 40-something years, 45 years together, one's been there 30-something years, one 15, they sent a letter to the Lancet Medical Journal, probably the most prestigious in the world, and said, we should not be giving these injections. It's going to get vaccines banned for generations. This is going to give everything a bad name and destroy our governments, destroy our agencies. This is dangerous. It should stop right now. And these drugs, quote, do not work and have a bad track record. They call them drugs. It's not a vaccine. It's a drug. Now, on Friday, the second largest board voted 26-2 to say don't give these shots, don't give boosters, don't give children, and that it's political. Then on Saturday, they had an emergency meeting that Biden basically called trying to overrule it, and the top commissioners and the top advisors of all the groups in the FDA voted 16-2. And they said at the meetings, don't just give boosters and don't just not give shots to kids under 16. Say the same things as the EU regulators, same thing as the British regulators, going against all their bosses. These are people bought and paid for by Big Pharma, realizing they bit off more than they can chew, and they're all probably going to be going to Nuremberg too, or maybe they care about their grandkids. Ladies and gentlemen, they came out and said the same quotes that was in the Lancet of the letter, saying these drugs are not working. They're hurting people. This is going to discredit us for generations. This is going to destroy our agencies. And they went on to say the vaccines themselves aren't vaccines and don't work. And we better stop now. So Owen Schroyer, thank God for this. Thank God for everybody's prayers. Here's the problem. The globalists are just going to push harder and blow up one of their vaccine facilities and blame it on us. We know that. But this is their whole world idea, their total medical tyranny. They would have been smart to give us a placebo shot that didn't kill so many people or maim them. But they went for hard kill up front, thinking they would then cover up the deaths like I did with HIV and Gulf War syndrome, that was really the injections doing it and the drugs that treated doing it. They thought they'd cover it up, Owen, but instead it blew up in their face. So this is devastating. I've been on here 28 years. I've never seen the New World Order so devastated as they're being devastated right now, brother.
Well, as the world is waking up, the only problem, Alex, I see is that humanity is kind of on a tightrope right now where the true world elite that want to see the world collapse, they're cheering this on. They like to see police getting overthrown and overrun, and they like to see borders collapse, and they like to see citizens being pit against one another because they just sit up in their ivory towers laughing and clinking glasses and thinking,
and Owen,
oh,
I'm
see?
Glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. That's why you're here. That's the key to the whole show. It's why I intended to say right up front, I guess I did, but I need to be very clear. We're forced to defend ourselves, but we need to understand the globalist put us together. Go back to From Russia with Love, Ian Fleming, high-level MI6, OSS and World War II. And when we come back, I'll explain this. He, in that film with the Chinese fighting fish, he describes how the whole thing works, where the one fish kills the other, but it's wounded, and the third fish comes in and kills it. That is Klaus Schwab's admitted plan, is to stage this collapse and then have our governments blamed for what they did. No, these are globalist agents that will go to prison with Schwab. It wasn't our government. It was these hijackers of the government that's letting it happen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high quality vitamin B12. Check it out. The tongue again. Back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate. Back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm coming to you over the hotel phone. And again, the quickening is here. I want to recap some of the things that have happened. And then whether I've got to go to another part of D.C. or whatever I'm going to do tomorrow before I leave, I will be back on video with you tomorrow. But Owen's going to take over in the next hour. We've got Sunday Live coming up as well, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Okay. Now, I want to show you some incredible footage in a minute in what is now Little Haiti under the bridge with over 15,000 people. Just in Del Rio, Texas, and again, the key is thousands and thousands more, five-plus hours away by car, now slamming in to McAllen, Texas. This is all a UN-run operation. But now I want to talk about what Owen was getting into, and I know it's personal for him because he's been criminally charged, faces years in prison for being peacefully at the January 6th thing at the Ellipse and then going with me to try to stop any violence at the Capitol on record. That's how corrupt and evil the prosecutors and the Democrats and the people are, and the type of bizarre FBI agents that they've hired that would actually put their name on a charging order like this. So I flew out Saturday morning. I wanted to go to the 18th event. It wasn't about, as Pelosi said, cheering on people that came to murder
people at the Capitol. That's not true. It was about saying due process for these folks. The left wants due process for people at Guantanamo Bay, and I agree, because once you take it from them, you take it from us. And so I got there at the end of it. There was probably 500 people that weren't feds or media. It was crawling with feds. They had probably 50 BLM and Antifa over in another area, fenced off, screaming and yelling right across the fence at everybody and throwing things. I didn't want to become a distraction or anything. Plus, I knew I was a target at that. So we just sat back, got our footage. And then after everybody dispersed, I decided to walk all the way around the Capitol and the big fences that they put up. And at least six times, the police would surround me and say, "Why are you here?" And I'd say, "I'm a journalist. I'm here to cover this event." And then they would say, "Do we have guns? Are we planning to attack?" And I explained, "We have off-duty police officers here from the area. As long as they don't have guns on federal property, that's fine." They then harassed them, of course. That went on. They would then come and rev their motorcycles while we were doing an interview. The streets were all blocked off. No one's around. Everybody had left. And then they came up to me on video and said, you're a wreck. You look sick and ugly. This is on camera. And we were about to upload for the show, and the internet went out here about 2 hours ago. This is about an hour and a half ago. And so we'll have that footage for you tomorrow. And they literally sat there and laughed at us like we were in a third world place. I mean, the stuff you imagine of, like, corrupt police acting really bizarre and weird, like, but they were all SJWs. The ones that did it all were real soft. They were calling me obese, but they were fatter than I am, and they were all real Nelly. So it was basically a bunch of leftists would follow us around, got nine police cars at a time. All these armored vehicles and thousands of police were, you know, had already left. And, you know, most of them, I'm sure, were nice, but the ones that decided to harass us just acted in very, very bizarre fashion, which, again, illustrates that they don't even care, or I don't think even know, that the globalists are collapsing the country, that their pension funds are going to be worthless, that the New World Order is coming in, that they're mass smuggling children for sex trade on record Senate report, and the misery coming. They just feel like they're part of the system, and they have all this high-tech video surveillance that my military guys were saying they had in Afghanistan that can see somebody in the dark at 5,000 yards away. Okay, and like zoom in on the color of their eye during the daylight. And they had these things watching us, watching everyone, listening to us. I mean, it looked like something that was like 1,000 times worse than 1984. And so they're all there just giggling and laughing and shouting insults at us out of their police cars. And it was just very sickening for America. It made me feel pathetic, not because they were calling me pathetic, but that they had fallen this far or maybe were raised in such families of trash that they thought this was normal. So this went on for about 3.5 hours. We walked all the way around the Capitol because they had it blocked several streets out on most areas. And so they kept saying, "When are you leaving? We're sick of you being here. Well, we might," and they're like trying to start a fight with me. And so here we have the Secret Service are nice, and I'm not going to say much more than that. But, I mean, the people on his detail and the people in the White House, and these are, and this is 100% confirmed on my children, folks. Like we told you, Hillary was collapsing, and that happened 2 weeks later. This is all going on. They told us that he just likes to crap his pants, and then he likes the staff cleaning it off of him, and that he refuses to wear diapers. And I'm going to do a whole report on this. I've got notes. I've got everything. I met with these people. I mean, this is going to cause a huge deal, and that they don't care anymore. In fact, they're probably going to just start going public. That Biden runs around at 2 or 3 in the morning, speed bombed out of his head. That the doctor has a huge Pelican case with all these drugs in it. They're injecting him with stuff. And then, like, you saw him. In fact, let's play the clip in a moment where he says, "They wipe my butt, they wipe my butt, they wipe my butt." He literally, people that have dementia get into their butt and into pooping and into writing on the walls with it. He hasn't gotten to the writing on the walls yet, but he's obsessed with his poop. And then if they make him mad, he'll just start defecating all over himself. And he throws temper tantrums. So this is directly going on. And you can see how they kept changing his clothes. On September 10th was a particular day where they believe he crapped his pants multiple times. Okay, so we've got all this information for you. Here he is talking about a month ago about getting his butt wiped. Okay, guys, I just got breaking news from, is this from the law enforcement there? Yeah. Are you
hearing anything about this. Agents being told to evacuate their families. HSI, CPB, and AUSA is telling their agents to get their families out of Del Rio. 20,000 more migrants en route in 48 hours. I told you to hit Del Rio, with thousands now 5.5 hours away by car, now hitting McAllen. So understand, they put a crazy man in that loves his pooping on himself, who's on countless drugs that they can blame for all this. They have top generals with the Chinese saying Trump was going to nuke them when he wasn't. They could have nuked us to ingratiate themselves and destabilize the country. They're trying to bankrupt everything. They collapsed Afghanistan on purpose, and the police literally chased us around laughing at us, saying I was a wreck, saying get out of here. I mean, just on camera, un-American, horrible stuff, and I was polite to them. So that is what America is, a cursed, demonic, sinking ship, except this will now wake people up, and it is waking people up, Owen, but is that not completely insane?
I guess it's just symbolic of, and you have a better idea of the attitude and the energy, obviously, being down there, but I would say it sounds like it's just symbolic of a conquering force just you know, trampling upon, spitting upon, laughing upon the force that they think they've conquered. I guess they think Americans are dead. I guess they think free speech is dead. I guess they think everything you represent is dead, Alex. And like you were saying, the joke is they don't understand that the whatever your fate is that they think is funny to mock you, they will share the same fate. They will share the same fate as Alex Jones. They will share the same fate of the crowd that was out there today for that protest. And then what do you make of, I mean, I guess it's good news. I don't really know how else to say it. The fact that the one arrest that was made at this event that they billed to be the next big attempt was a Fed. I mean, this goes into the big story that Tucker Carlson was covering, saying how many Feds were involved in these events. It ties in.
Owen, they purposely arrested him. I was at Bilderberg like 13 years ago at Chantilly here in Virginia, nearby. And they arrested the guy in front of the cameras with a gun, and turned out he was a Fed later. They just do this. It was all over CNN. They arrest a man with a gun, and then later it's a tiny, tiny little retraction. Absolutely. And listen, those people, America's sinking. They think I'm a wreck. I am a wreck from fighting for this country. They are the ones that live here. My children live here. And they just think it's all funny because they've never really seen any adversity. They've grown up in the lap of freedom. And now that rug's being pulled out from under them. And I feel sorry for those people. I don't want to go to war with them. I mean, Biden has listed the American people, veterans, gun owners, people that question the election and question lockdowns as the main terror threat. They literally want to start a war with us. They want our blood. It's spiritual. They want our children. They want our future. They want our bodies. They want our rights. They want our medical rights. They want to kill us because they have a spirit of Satan in them. And I'm not saying the cops do. I'm talking about, in general, their controllers do, and they're trying to appease evil. That always gets you destroyed, Owen.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how this is going to go when, again, it's odd. You talk to most police officers, they seem to be in line with our way of thinking, or at least, you know, protecting free speech, protecting America, not like seeing the country brought down. But you see law enforcement being used against law-abiding citizens while we have lawlessness at the southern border, lawlessness in D.C., and you just wonder what's going to give here. I mean, something's got to give.
We don't just have lawlessness. We have total invasion. The exact guy that ran the European takeover is running. You're absolutely right. I know you're about to take over. I'm going to try to calm down because I got all these notes, and I want to go through these. I'm going to shoot a report on the fact that Biden is completely insane, according to the Secret Service. Also, the huge, really positive news that can't be overshadowed, that the main regulators all came out almost unanimously and said these shots are total fraud, total vindication victory there. And then we've got the border collapsing and all this. We're going to cover it all. Tell everybody you're going
to... Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.